What does the concept of letting go mean to you, and how do you think it can benefit in our mental and emotional health?
I think maybe letting go of something that's toxic to you, that helps mentally for sure.
For sure.
It can be a person or a thing or anybody in your life.
Life is going to be full of these moments of letting go, because the evolution of you never ends. It always is and always will be. You'll always be expanding. And I know that letting go is hard, but holding on is harder. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to another moment with Joy. Hey, y'all. Hey, beautiful people. I hope that you're feeling seen. I hope that you're feeling loved. And I hope that you're feeling heard wherever you are. And I want to thank you guys for joining me again for another moment with Joy. And y'all already know what time it is. It is our time to heal, evolve, and transform together in a sacred space. And if this is your first time, I am your host, Joy Rivers, certified soul life coach, and I am here to help you navigate through your journey. Before we start, I need you to subscribe to the channel, get those notifications, and send this to 5 people that may need some extra love today, because y'all already know that's all we do here at A Moment with Joy is pour love into your day. Today, we will embark on a soulful journey on letting go. Okay. Together, we will explore the transformative power of releasing what no longer serves us as we surrender to the divine flow of life and rediscover the joy and wholeness that resides within each and every one of us.
Okay. So this is about letting go. Okay. What does the concept of letting go mean to you, and how do you think it can benefit in our mental and emotional health?
I think maybe letting go of something that's toxic to you. I think that helps mentally for sure. It can be a person or a thing or anybody in your life. So, yeah.
I would say letting go is emotional freedom from the toxicity of whatever. Like she said, a relationship, a person, family, a thing, yeah. Traumatic event. Yeah.
Got it. Thank you. Okay. How can the act of letting go help us move forward and create space for new experiences?
I think it opens up your mental space to allow something else in that's more positive and uplifting. Yeah,
sure. I think it increases your self-worth, which is huge in recovery.
I love it.
So let's explore letting go. Letting go is a sacred dance of release and surrender. It's a conscious choice to liberate ourselves from the chains of the past, the limitations of our mind, and the illusions of fear. In the act of letting go, we create space for healing, growth, and transformation to blossom within our souls. It is through this sacred ritual that we find the key to unlocking our true potential, reclaiming our joy, and returning to a state of wholeness and harmony with the universe. Now, there will be challenges in letting go. Letting go has never just been easy for people to do, especially if it's like surrounded with love, friends, family. It's very hard. But we have to learn that letting go is the profound truth that it can be daunting and transformative at the same time. And often we find ourselves entangled in the web of familiar patterns, toxic relationships, self-imposed limitations that bind us to the past. These attachments can cloud our vision. They can dim our light and obstruct our path to spiritual evolution, making it challenging to break free and step into the fullness of our being. When it comes to letting go, I believe that we always put more emphasis on the end of a thing rather than focusing on that this is the beginning of a thing that is going to be extraordinary for my life. Life is going to be full of these moments of letting go, because the evolution of you never ends. It always is and always will be. You'll always be expanding. And I know that letting go is hard. But holding on is harder. You're not opening yourself to the transformation that's ready to happen if you hold on. The best moments in my life were the moments that I changed. And those moments that I changed only happened because I released my grip from what was to what is going to be. It was a transition that had its ugly, icky moments, but it was always a beautiful transformation happening behind the scenes, whether I could see it, feel it, or not. And at the beginning of a new season, I noticed that I changed for the better. So let's start embracing that today together. Instead of only focusing on letting go, let's focus more on letting what we want in. And adapting to that truth will only help you change for the better. So to help you start letting go more and start letting in more, we're going to go over the 5 sacred practices that helped me let go. Morning ritual of self-love. Begin each day with a sacred ritual of self-love. Set aside moments to affirm your worth, your beauty, and your inherent divinity. By showering yourself with love and kindness, you pave the way for healing and release. And for this transformation to unfold throughout your day, you have to say, I am the creator of my own reality. Law of attraction is always fair. It is good and it's true. I have the ability to focus on what I want and get it. And in the morning, say all those things over and over to yourself, and letting go will become easier. I'll say that because it's not always easy, but it will become easier for you. Number 2, soulful journaling and reflection. And y'all got to get your journals. Go on Amazon. Click the link. I'm telling you, on the website, you get your journal. Carve out this sacred space for introspection and journaling. Allow your innermost thoughts and emotions and desires and your wants to flow freely onto the pages. Through reflection, you gain clarity on what you need to release and let go of, and what you need to invite into your space. Okay? And this is the transformative power of letting go. Start to write your thoughts out, y'all. Okay? Number 3, soulful movement and connection. A lot of us not moving, and that energy just gets stuck. So engage in soulful movements. And this practice, it nurtures your body, your mind, and your spirit. Whether that's yoga, whatever you feel, dance, or mindful walks in nature, connecting with the rhythms of your soul and releasing that stagnant energy that no longer serves you. We're letting it go. Number 4, energy clearing and renewal. Create sacred rituals for energy clearing and renewal. Purify your space. A lot of people don't like sage, and I'm not saying do that, but if it resonates with you and your walk and your journey, do whatever you need to do to purify your space. It could be the healing sounds of meditation music, or just radiant energy if you like crystals, the beautiful rose quartz, smoky quartz, whatever it is that gets you in a space of clearing, do that. By releasing negative energies, you invite harmony into your space, and those vibrations only leave us with peace, love, and light. So what are we doing? We're clearing our
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money
at Menards. Space. Clear your spirit. If you pray, God, clear this out. I don't want it. And make room for the things that you want. Do the work, okay? Number 5, meditative surrender and presence. Cultivate a daily practice of meditative surrender and presence. Find peace in the stillness of your being, and you release attachments to the past and the future in this space. Through mindfulness and breath awareness, you anchor yourself in the present moment, where true peace and liberation reside. Okay. And these are some things along with those practices to remember when you're embracing letting things in over letting things go. Everything is working out for your good. Remember that. Remember that. Romans 8:28 in the Bible says it. If you need a reference, everything is working out for your good. God is not going to let you fail. God is not going to remove everything from you so you're isolated. No, no, no. Everything is working out for you. Nothing is permanent. You got to remember that. You do not come to earth to possess people, places, or things. And no longer can someone possess you. Nothing is permanent. Seasons change. Embrace it. Okay? Everything that you want to hold on to, open up your hand and allow things to come. And they'll be better. Okay? So you don't come to earth to possess people, places, and things. So let's let that habit, let's let that mindset go. 3, be grateful for what was and what's coming. What was and what's coming. Be grateful for it. Nothing is ever wasted. Like people say, I wasted 4 years with him. I wasted 10 years on this job. No, 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 no. Every seed you planted was worth it. Every experience that you've experienced was worth it. What we're going to do is take that and grow from it. Don't hold on to things that were meant to fall away. It is detrimental to you and your growth. Don't hold on to things that seasons change. And we got to go with the seasons. We got to go with the seasons, y'all. Just like a tree, it doesn't hold on to leaves that are dying because it expels too much energy to that leaf when the rest of the tree needs the energy. Let it fall away. It is when we embrace the soulful practice of radical self-love and acceptance as a gateway to letting go and returning to wholeness that we become one with the sacred act of releasing what doesn't serve us anymore. Radical self-love invites us to honor and embrace all of our being, the light and the shadow, the joy and the pain, with unwavering compassion and acceptance. Through self-love, we release the need for external validation and find true liberation in our authentic selves. By cultivating a deep sense of self-worth and self-compassion, we pave the way for profound healing, transformation, and spiritual growth. Also, remember, my loves, remember, you can't stand and worry about something and let the same thing in. I'm going to say that again. You can't stand and worry about something and let it in. You got to let go of the doubt about the job. You got to let go of the doubt about the relationship, the money, the joy, and stand in that I'm letting it in. Because if you're doubting, it won't come. If you're in fear, it won't come. And watch, once you change that thing around, watch all the things you want come to you. So choose today, fear or worry. Which one? Neither. You don't have to stand still and do nothing. Get preoccupied with what is working for you and bask in that day after day. Just relax, chill, and stay in anticipation rather than worry. Because it's easy to worry when it's time to let a pattern go. It's easy to worry when it's time to let a habit go. Even a diet, I'm going through it. I got to let a bad diet go and embrace the new one. It's even harder when we got to let a job go and those entanglements that y'all done got entangled in. But I say this, stay in anticipation of all the good that's coming your way. And your vibration will attract exactly what you are and what you need. Keep asking God in those moments where it's time that the season is ending and it feels really rough. Say, God, change my mind. Keep asking God in the universe, so what's next? What's now? Because you know my saying, I believe in this. It always gets better. Beautiful souls, it's with great joy that I unveil to you today a sacred oasis of transformation, growth, and empowerment. The Empowerment Circle. I am beyond thrilled to welcome you to this exclusive community where being a human being is celebrated over being a human doing. Here in this space of authenticity and vulnerability, we come together to evolve, to transform, and to shine our brightest light unto the world. I am honored to extend to you an invitation to join us on this extraordinary journey of self-discovery and liberation. The Empowerment Circle is not just a community. It is a sanctuary for your soul, a haven for your spirit, and a beacon of light in a world that craves connection and authenticity. Imagine having unparalleled access to me, exclusive content crafted with love and intention, and live community check-ins where we can gather to support, uplift, and inspire one another on our paths to greatness. This is a place where your voice is heard through interactive dialogue because I won't be the only one talking. You too will have space to share your story, ask those questions, and get guidance for your journey. Here, your presence is felt and your growth is nurtured with care and compassion. If you're seeking a tribe that honors your truth, embraces your uniqueness, and celebrates your journey, then the Empowerment Circle is calling out to you. Join us in this sacred space of healing, transformation, and connection. Your seat at the table is waiting, and your presence is not only desired, but it is deeply cherished. Are you ready to step into your fullness of being? Are you ready to embrace the power of community and the magic of connection and the beauty of shared evolution? If your soul is resonating with a resounding yes, then I invite you to take the leap and join us in the Empowerment Circle. Welcome home. Your journey to empowerment begins now. And as I conclude this soulful journey of letting go, may you carry with you the wisdom of your heart, the light of your soul, and the courage to release what no longer serves you. Embrace the sacred art of surrender and trust in the divine and flow with it, knowing that in letting go, you make space for new beginnings, for new joy, and all the wholeness that needs to blossom within you. I want to thank you guys for joining me on this journey today of exploring letting go. And we're going to change it, y'all. We're going to not focus on letting go so much that we forget that we're letting newness in. And I want your path to be illuminated with love and grace and inner peace as you continue this journey of self-discovery. And until we meet again, may you walk in the beauty of your truth. Release what weighs heavy on your heart daily and soar with the wings of freedom and joy. Blessings and light to you on your journey. Thank you for being here in this moment of shared wisdom and growth. And stay in your true essence. Embrace the power of letting go and letting in. And remember that within every release lies the promise of renewal and rebirth. So until next time, peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.